It was just a temporary gig, a few months leading up to the November 2004 elections, but that was okay by me. I had graduated the past spring, and a month or two without a job was fun, but three or four, that was too much. So when I got wind of a job at the Rhode Island Board of Elections, I jumped. Never mind that the state had a history of political corruption so over the top it would make a comic book villain blush. To illustrate, the mayor of Providence when I started college, Buddy Cianci, had recently been jailed as part of something called Operation Plunderdome. Like I said, comic book stuff. I got to the Board of Elections early one morning, and along with the rest of the new recruits, was ushered into the director's office. It was nice, comfortable furniture and an expensive-looking stereo. Bob, the manager, greeted us and told us the director was sorry he couldn't be here today, but he looked forward to meeting us soon. Bob then led us downstairs to the warehouse-like ground floor and showed us a padlocked door. "And here we got some old boxes we need to get rid of," he said. "You'll carry them out through the loading dock and throw them in the dumpsters." He unlocked the room to reveal dozens of file boxes stacked ceiling high. Easy enough. At lunchtime, I stopped at a newspaper rack to buy a copy of the Providence Journal. As I was putting in my quarters, I read the headline and froze. "Elections Board Director Takes Leave Amid Probe." I scanned down a little and saw the words, "A Possible Misappropriation of Funds." A possible misappropriation of funds? I thought of that office I had been in earlier, the nice furniture and high-end stereo equipment. And God, wait a second, what had I been doing all morning? Throwing boxes from a locked room into a dumpster? Holy crap! It had looked like mainly a bunch of old ballots, but how could I be sure? Was I, were we, all destroying evidence? Could I be arrested for this? Prosecuted? Would I be the headline tomorrow? Young election worker nabbed in cover-up scheme. I felt lightheaded. I walked up and down the sidewalk for a couple of minutes and called Allison. Her mom was a law professor. She could tell me how screwed I was. Allison said she'd get back to me. I tried to eat my sandwich in the meantime, imagining life in prison, wondering if they had good books at the prison library, how many you could check out at a time, when the phone rang. "My mom says you shouldn't worry. You're too low on the totem pole," Allison said. Phew. Needless to say, the director never came by to say hello. Instead, like many proud Rhode Island officials before him, he was forced to resign. Turns out his tenure coincided with the Board of Elections making a whole slew of unexplained purchases. High-end stuff like Bose stereos and expensive leather bags, but also bizarre stuff like gardening shears, a wheelbarrow, and $400 worth of front-page prints of the Providence Journal in the days after 9/11. There was also the matter of the director getting caught looking at porn on his work computer on 9 different occasions, taking the Board of Elections snowblower home with him to clean out his driveway, receiving travel reimbursements for 12,000 miles he never drove, and paying his daughter, two of his nieces, and his brother for weeks of work that no one could remember them doing. Somehow, he avoided jail time. Thankfully, I did too.